Today is Monday, May 6th, 2019. Welcome. My friend Lieutenant Scott Kennedy is going to lead us in prayer this morning, I mean this evening.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day that you bless us with. Another day that we've been able to spend with family and friends and to just do your work. And Father, we are thankful for that. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as this great county that we live in, that business is conducted. I just pray that you be with each person here tonight, to the commissioners and then make decisions, be with each person here attending. I just pray for their help. Pray your blessings upon their life. Father, we pray for our county that it continues to heal, that we always don't understand things that happen, just like Hurricane Florence. We trust you. Father, we know that we can find peace and answers in you, and we just thank you for that. Father, we pray for the officer here in North Carolina that gave his life over the weekend. Just pray for his family. Pray for his department, his community. Father, I pray you have your protective hedge around each one that serves. We're so thankful for those here tonight that's going to be recognized for their service. But Father, we just pray that each day that we will look to you and truly seek to do your will. Father, we'll be able to do that with a clear conscience. Father, help us when we fall short. You're a God of forgiveness, second chances, and we thank you for that. Thank you for what your Son has done for us. And Father, we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, has everyone had a chance to review the agenda? Does anyone have anything to add?
I do not.
I do not.
I do not.
I do.
Go ahead.
I'd like to point someone to the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council.
Mr. Brinson?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the county attorney has requested that we add a closed session for legal matters in addition to the other closed session we're having for legal matters. Pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3. That's all I have to add tonight, Mr. Chairman.
Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Public comments. Do we have anyone on the public comment list? We have two gentlemen sign us tonight. Respectfully, gentlemen, 3 minutes apiece. Mr. Bossett, you're first up.
Thank you. Commissioner Dow said it was fine to pass these out.
Yes, sir.
Copy. And I do apologize for it being handwritten, but my computer messed up. So, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I understand when a department head presents a budget, they present salaries as a lump sum. And then they're broke down in within the department as to the position and the money. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mr. Manager? Okay. Some issues pertaining to the sheriff's office. Since the first of the year, they have been approximately 12 road deputies short out of 24 positions. So if you've got 12 road deputies, and we're talking a four-month period, in salary and in money, you're talking $129,060. This is a conservative figure. What I'm going by is the starting salary. Pretty much throughout 8 months out of this budget year, they've been at least one road deputy short. and that's a total of $20,315. Since July 1, the adoption of the budget, they have been short a major's position for 6 months, total amount of $29,874. They've had a captain's position that is vacant for 6 months, total of $16,632. They had a crime scene tech vacant for 4 months. That's a total of $14,784. They had a detective's position vacant for 2 months for a total of $7,505. They had a school resource officer position vacant for 6 months. That's a total of $16,159. And total that up, and this, it only pertains to the sheriff's office, does not pertain in any way to the court system, does not pertain in any way to the jail. This is strictly the sheriff's office. That is a grand total of $234,329. And I asked County Manager Davis before, in a budget, the money is not spent, it reverts back to the general fund, correct?
Yes. Okay. I've frozen all lap salary money this year. So the department head cannot spend the lap salary money.
Well, he should have a lot to turn back in, or a lot to question as to why he didn't.
Time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. On the second page.
Mr. Boston, that's 3 minutes. You can wind up your comments.
Okay. Second page, I'm not going to elaborate on it. That's just something for your information. If you look at the top, it says a lot of chiefs. If you'll go through it, it'll explain why pretty much what I'm talking about. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, next up we have Mr. Kennedy.
I come up this evening to not take away at all from the awards that I am presenting tonight to some well-deserved folks. But I did want to take a couple minutes because I did see Mr. Bostick's name on the sheet, and it's hard for any grown adult to sit and hear comments made and at least not step up and just say a few words. Obviously, I've heard his comments over the last several meetings, and with that, anytime I feel like that my integrity's questioned, then I like to respond, and I just won't take a moment with that. I will say that anything that's been mentioned with personnel issues, you have to be careful with personnel issues. That'll get you sued when you talk about personnel issues. But with that being said, I can say at the Sheriff's Office that any personnel issues I've dealt with has been what I felt ethically handled the correct way, and been reviewed by district attorneys if it needed to be, or the SBI if there's ever been any issues. With that being said, money and salaries, shortness on staff, we are short at the Sheriff's Office and working hard to fill that. I think we're short. We're seeing that in our county, period. I see openings all the time. I see sanitation needing drivers, DSS needing employees, EMS needing workers. And I do think salaries play a part in that. If I can leave the Duplin County Sheriff's Office and go to the Highway Patrol and I can double my salary, I'm probably going to do that. If I can leave driving a sanitation truck and go to a private business making more money, I'm probably going to do that. However, there's always need for better management anywhere that you are. And then tonight, as far as money, I'm assuming maybe this was accusations. I'm not sure on misused money, but I just wanted to clarify and make sure that you, as commissioners, do control the budget, correct, as far as approve the budget, know what's in the budget, and county manager oversees that, and I think that is just something to notably mention as well. But we're working hard at the Sheriff's Office to try to protect and serve the citizens of this county that I love, and the sheriff couldn't be here tonight, neither could the chief deputy, but working hard to do a good job. Want to take a few minutes to just follow up on those comments, being the fact that Mr. Bostick, that I think a lot of, was addressing an agency that I have a lot of pride and respect for. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Moving along, Mr. Brinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you tonight to ask you to schedule a public hearing for the May 20th Board of County Commissioners meeting for the purpose of naming an unnamed road in accordance with our addressing and road name policy. It will be a public hearing for Ivy and Minnie Whaley, who are requesting that a lane be named off of Sandland Road in the Beulahville community, and a second public hearing requested by Jared Walker to name a lane off of the Lightwood Bridge Road in the Pinhook community.
Yeah, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we schedule a public hearing on Monday, May 20th at 6 p.m. for naming two private lanes in accordance with Duke County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up we have Ms. Tracy Simmons-Carnegie with our health department. Good evening.
Good evening, guys. I bring before you two requests for approvals. The first one is an agreement between the Duplin County Health Department and East Carolina University to participate in a statewide telepsychiatry program, which will enable us to provide outpatient mental health services for our adult population of Duplin County. As long as those adults are patients of the clinic of the health department, we will be able to provide telepsychiatry services.
So moved.
The issue with this request is an approval for a five-year term with a 90-day notice and an automatic, no auto-renewal provision.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and properly second that we approve an agreement between the Duplin County Health Department and East Carolina University to provide outpatient mental health services through the North Carolina statewide telepsychiatry program and to allow our health director to sign the agreement. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The second request is for approval of a multi-year end user license agreement pending the approval with the county attorney. And with this is with Improvada, which is a software company. It will allow our clinic staff to log into the computers as well as all the software applications they have through a one swipe badge instead now through us having to move to Active Directory due to HIPAA. They're having to log into multiple applications and you only can be logged into one computer at a time. So we're asking for approval of this multi-year end user license agreement pending approval with the county attorney.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we approve the end user license agreement between Improvada Inc. and the Duplin County Health Department and to allow our director to sign said agreement. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Mr. Quincy. We're going to do that first.
Sure.
We're doing the, hey, we're doing the scouts, huh? Bill 20. Okay, I don't know if we're doing the sheriff part.
Right
now. No, I said, no, we're doing the sheriff part with the scouts.
So guys, you can line up right across the front there.
All
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, members of the board, I now have the pleasure of presenting a Governor's Volunteer Award to a local scout troop. As you will remember at our last commissioners meeting, we gave away some Governor's Volunteer Awards, but the scout troop wasn't able to attend that night, but we wanted them to have this honor and this recognition from the Board of Commissioners. The Governor's Volunteer Service Award honors the true spirit of volunteerism by recognizing individuals, groups, and businesses that make significant contributions to their community through volunteer service. Any person, group, or entity from the public, nonprofit, and private sector may be nominated for an award to their county award coordinator. Tonight we are honoring Faison Scout Troop number 48. Faison Scout Troop 48 was nominated as a youth group performing volunteer service in their community in the following categories: veteran, military, disaster, animal, environment, and health and human services. Scouts from Troop 48 have distinguished themselves as community servants who place service above self. During 2018, the scouts in Troop 48 each averaged well over 50 hours of community service for the year and over 10 hours each per month, including additional church and school service. Troop 48 has been involved in a variety of service projects completed in Duplin County and surrounding counties, to include collecting non-perishable food for the Backpack Buddies program, traveling to the Cape Hatteras National Seashore to assist the National Park Service to clean miles of the Cape Hatteras beach of litter and debris, volunteered at the Duplin County Animal Shelter by walking the dogs and spending time with the cats. In conjunction with the town of Faison, Troop 48 placed American flags on the graves of those who served in the armed forces of the United States, volunteered at the Make a Difference food pantry by preparing and plating hundreds of meals for those affected by the hurricane. These are just a few of the service projects listed that reflected the outstanding volunteer service provided by Troop 48. Mr. Brian Bullard, Scoutmaster, and Mrs. Carolyn Keenan, Mayor of the town of Faison, nominated the group. Come forward, Brian. And now the chairman will present you with the certificate and with some pens on behalf of the governor.
For me.
Your
certificate. Oh.
You're the leader,
right? I am. I wasn't expecting to be recognized. These young men did all the work.
Thank you.
James Ward.
James Ward. Thank you for your service. Congratulations.
Will Buckner.
Will. Congratulations. Thank you.
Brady Bird.
Congratulations. Brady.
Frank Manuel.
Congratulations, Frank.
Xander Mel.
Congratulations, Xander.
Paul Van Dyke.
Paul.
Cage Bullard.
Congratulations, Cage.
Victor Perez. Jose Lopez. Ben Bullard. Wagner Limes. Julio Perez. Cage, did you want to say something to anybody?
Come on up.
Come on. He's a better contemporaneous speaker than I am.
I'm sure you think so. Well, good evening. My name is Cage Bullard, and I was the senior patrol leader of Troop 48 during 2018. And on behalf of our scout troop, we thank you for recognizing our volunteer service this evening. During the 6 weeks that we missed school due to Hurricane Florence, we tried to make the most of our time. After all, our scout oath and scout law directs us to be helpful and to serve others. We are thankful and humbled to have the opportunity to serve our community and to those in need. We thank the Governor's Volunteer Service Award Committee, Basin Mayor Carolyn Kenyon, for nominating our troop, Melissa Brown of Duplin County Services, for the Ag Ed and her selection committee, County Manager Davis Brinson and his staff, and the Duplin County Commissioners for this recognition. On behalf of Faison Scout Troop 48, thank you very much.
Trevor, while you have them all here, do you want to pose them for them?
Yeah, that'd be great. Can I get Paige all the way to this side? Can I get you guys to move in front right here of these other fellas? Okay. Can I get you to move up to this front row?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You guys are scooting. That looks good.
Sure can.
Sir, if you could just move this in. And if the commissioners would like to be in it too, I'd love to have you stand up.
I'm going to stand beside them. Most of them are my size anyway.
No, you might want to do the same thing. No, you're
not. Thanks, Trevor.
Sure. Hey, Davis, do you want to step in actually on this side?
I will.
That'd be good. We're just beside Ken, actually. Be better. Yeah. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Perfect.
Hold that pose. Hold that pose. I promised Miss Brown we couldn't be here because I think she's enrolling with Mr. Woodruff. I promised I'd try to get her a picture.
Recognized by the governor, that's all she did.
Congratulations.
Good job. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Good job, young man.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, there's plenty of stories. Good job.
Congratulations. What represent Duplin County, Jim? All right. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Let's let them get about the business of the county. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. You get up here again. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Brian.
Dave, you want to leave the road concern?
Dave, so I might have cut you off that long, I'm sorry, I didn't get you in there.
Okay. Let's move along. Mr. Brinson, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to hear any road concerns that you may have that I can pass along to the North Carolina Department of Transportation, and then any road concerns that members of the general public may have about our roads in Duplin County.
Okay. Water tank road.
Yes, ma'am.
But it affects the number, house number is 245.
Okay. What's the issue there, Ms. Ladson?
They came to do something in the ditch to the water was not.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They just made a big hole and went on that way. And the
okay.
gentleman that lived there, you know, really was in my face.
Okay. So there's an issue with the ditch in front of the residence at 245 Water Tank Road.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will let DOT know.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Dow.
I had a concerned citizen report to me of the road condition that was on Dr. Williams Road. It's a rural paved road, 1380.
Yes, sir.
And said it's in poor condition and is not safe for emergency responders or written in aid to the citizens of Duplin County while traveling along this road.
So it's not in safe condition. Okay.
That's what this report is.
Okay. I'll have it checked out, Commissioner Dow. Commissioner Edwards, you have any?
One more thing. We are going to have to do something about the trash on the road and the people throwing it out of their car. It's absolutely ridiculous. And when they come to cut the shoulders of the road,
yes, ma'am,
it just throws everything up in the air. I made that comment some time ago. We are proud people. You know, this is like living in litter.
Okay.
You know, when you go, it looks like it's snowing, and here we are now. And what is this, May? It shouldn't look like snow.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll pass that along to Ms. Lance.
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Grady, you have any?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, any members of the general public have any concerns you want me to pass along to DOT? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have Ms. Fordham with Solid Waste. I think she has a retirement plaque to present.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm here to present a retirement plaque to Charles Fields. It says, presented to Charles Fields Garage in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County, January 7th of 2008 to January 31st of 2019. We thank you for your service and your dedication, and we wish you the best in the future.
I enjoy working there for the county. Had a good time. Good Lord bless me to make it to retire. So I hope everybody is the same.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Sure. Ms. Fields, we appreciate what you've done for the county. Enjoy your time.
You going to take us? You going to invite us to go fishing with you?
Well, if you can't eat, I'll buy and put it in a market.
Charles, let them get your picture with your wife.
Okay, and we have Scott Kennedy here with the Sheriff's Office, who's going to present some retirement awards as well. Not awards, plaques, awards, however you want to do, recognitions.
And get Susan and Sandy to come up, and Mr. Ron Henderson here. Anyone that steps in on behalf of Mr. Ron Henderson?
On behalf of Sheriff Wallace and Chief Deputy Humphrey and the entire Sheriff's Office, I'm here this evening to present to these outstanding deputies for their years of service. And we'll start with Sandy. Sandy served as a crime scene investigator and as well as a school resource officer, as well as a deputy. A lot of different positions that she served in, and very proud of Sandy. It says Duplin County retiree presented to Sandra P. Wager, Sheriff's Office, appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County, April 8, 2013 to January 31st, 2019.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy.
Duplin County retiree.
Duplin County retiree presented to Susan O'Holland, Sheriff's Office, in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County, August 20th, 2005 to October 31st, 2018. Susan served as detective drug agent. Most of her career, though, with the Sheriff's Office was as a detective working in internet crimes against children and specializing in that. But Susan, outstanding job, and thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service. Detective Jerome Henderson is not here tonight, but there's a plaque for him as well. Also, the Old North State Award for Jerome L. Henderson as well. Detective Henderson retired with a lot of years at the Sheriff's Office, retired as a detective, so he has both of these awards, and we'll just leave him with you tonight.
I'll get him to him. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Ms. Angel Benicia with our transportation. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Venecia. It's close. I'll take it. I'm going to be really quick this evening. We receive funds from the FTA as a part of our public transportation, and they require us to have certifications and assurances signed every year, and that's simply what this is. I just need Mr. Chairman's signature as well as Ms. Savoy's.
Okay. All right, I entertain a motion to that.
So move.
Second. And move the property second that we allow myself and Mr. Boyd to sign fiscal year 2020 special section 5333B1 for application to the non-urbanized area formula program and the Federal Transit Administration certification and assurance documents. Whatever that means. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. All right, next up is Mr. Barry Merrill with Merrill Sports Marketing, amongst other positions.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
I'm Barry Merrill. I was the publisher and owner of the Mallow Tribune for the last 11 years, and in January 31st, Mr. Dow came down and helped us celebrate retirement and enjoyed grandkids the last 3 months. There's an opportunity that's opened up for us to get back into live streaming. The people at the Tribune, I encouraged to continue, but they said that they had looked at it and that was not something that they wanted to do. About a year and a half ago, we got into it basically with the North Duplin football team, and maybe because we were covering them, they did, no, that's not true, but they did very well, and we had a lot of fun covering them 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, and then again last year. We also got into some other things, including live streaming town board meetings, and last year, I'm not sure, about 9 months ago, as I recall, we came up and talked with y'all about it, and I think Mr. Brinson said it'd be more appropriate to talk about it around budget time. So that's kind of the reason I'm here. Just to review or maybe to kind of get into it a little bit. I talked with Mr. Reeves last week about how physically that we would do this. But on the evenings of your meetings, we would come in with a computer and a camera and hook up to your audio system, and we would present over the internet your meeting. And if you've got a smartphone or a tablet or a computer that's connected to the internet, you can watch the meeting as it's happening. It's actually about a minute and a half delay, so it's a little bit confusing if you've got it up and you're watching live in there, but it comes out that quickly. And then about 30 minutes after the meeting, or within 30 minutes of the meeting, it goes up as an archive. Now this what we would propose is that it would be on your website. People would go to your Duplin County website, they would click on what's called a widget, and it actually would take them to a server in Kentucky that would present the meeting. And then, again, it goes up as an archive, and it stays up there basically as long as you want it to stay up there. If you want it to stay up there 2 years, it'll be up there 2 years. They can go back, and if we were doing the meeting tonight, click on May 5th, is it? 6th. And they could watch it. And frankly, for the parents and grandparents of the scouts that were here from Faison, it's a lot of fun. But if someone had questions about something that happened at a meeting, exactly what was said, again, they can go back and they can see what was presented at the meeting, how county commissioners responded. And that's primarily the reason that I feel like it's an important thing. It's an opportunity for people to see you as you are, to for you to be transparent. And again, I'm going to say, from as a former newspaper guy, to see your concern, to know that you're listening to the concerns of the citizens and trying to respond to the needs of the citizens the best you can. And again, when there's times when you can't say yes to whatever they would like for you to do, hopefully understanding why you were able to do that. One of the great things about this system, just like what we do with North Duplin, is that we're going to go ahead and invest in the equipment, we're going to invest in the personnel, and for 98% of the time, 99% of the time, you're not paying for them. And frankly, we're going to be operating on a part-time basis. I don't want to do this full-time, and I don't want to have an office and pay some overhead for all those things. So we're trying to keep our costs down as much as we can and be able to present it to the public as economically as it makes sense. And the technology is great. I think as I mentioned to you back 9 months ago, Wayne County is investing over $100,000 in their department that puts their meetings up on the web and does some other things in fairness. But we're not talking about anything anywhere close to that in terms of the cost of putting this out. When I was here last time, Mr. Edwards, I think, asked if we could do a test drive, if we could put a meeting up and on my nickel, if you will. And it's more especially the people in Kentucky's nickel, but I called them and asked them if they would be willing to do that. I don't know if we can do it in 2 weeks or not. We might be able to do it in 2 weeks if you would like for us to. And again, give you an opportunity to look at it. If you want to get your spouses to look on it at home, or if you want to look at it the next day, I think we could get all that done if you would like to do it. I'm kind of going through this hurriedly. Do y'all have any questions? We probably would set up, and I'm ideally, but I'll talk with Tom about this as to what makes sense. But I'm thinking that we would put a camera up on a tripod, probably behind Mr. Brinson, to shoot the speakers as they come up, or the scouts when they come up in front, and be able to scan the commissioners as you give your individual reports or talk about different things that are important to you.
I don't see anything in our packet, but as far as, do you have a breakdown as far as expenses, cost?
What I would like to do, with your permission, is to get with Tom and get with Mr. Brinson and come up with what we think are some costs. But again, I'm guessing that we're probably going to be less than $5,000 a year, and maybe significantly less than $5,000 a year to present your 24 meetings.
Okay. Budget is, our budget meetings are after our next meeting. So I would just make a note that we address this then.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody have anything else to say?
I would just like to say we moved our meetings tonight to allow people to attend in person versus having them during the day when they were at work. So, you know, I think we've allowed our business to be transparent. You know, and there's plenty of seats, as I see out in front of me. So, you know, I'm not for spending any extra money. And I'll tell you that before you spend your money to a trial run.
Well, I'd say it's mainly going to be Kentucky's money, but...
Well, it sounds like an expensive and, like I said, it's a transparent thing for all of us here. And you've talked to me about it before, and I'd like to see it. Okay. Right.
Well, I guess I think it's a great idea. Because there, when we have the meeting, you see it. We had more people here tonight than we've had in quite a while. And this way, people at home, for whatever reason, that does not come to the meeting, they'll know more about what's happening in the county, and it'll be much more transparent. But I don't have $5,000 for it. I might as well be up front. But it is, it's a great idea. But every time, you know, someone says something about money, the first thing comes in my mind is low wealth towns.
I concur with our chairman on this. I think we need to address this at budget hearings.
Does anyone have any objection? I know Mr. Dow wanted him to do a trial run. Is everybody okay with that? Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it doing a trial run, but I wanted to make sure up front that you know I wasn't planning to fund it.
Your objection is noted. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Ms. Rose.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here asking permission to advertise and fill position of a tax assistant 2, which is an entry-level position in the collection office.
It's in your budget?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we allow Mr. Rose to advertise and fill a vacant tax assistant 2 position in his office. Any discussion?
Yeah. What does a tax assistant 2 position do?
That's the lady when you go in to pay your taxes, she takes your money.
How many of those do you have?
4.
You're down 1?
Yes, sir.
No other questions. All right. Just want to find out what that position be.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much.
All right. Mr. Preston.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I have received a request from Dr. Jay Caraway, the new president at James Pratt Community College. As you know, they have a commercial driver's license training program, and in the last few months, they've experienced a high volume of interest in this training. Unfortunately, at this time, he writes, the college does not project to have access to its newly constructed CDL training pad any earlier than September the 30th. Thus, this would delay the provision of CDL training for an extended duration of time. Therefore, they have requested permission from the Board of Commissioners to utilize the Duplin County Event Center parking area to do the CDL driver training. Training will begin on Monday, May the 20th and conclude on Wednesday, July the 31st. Training will be conducted on weekdays only, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Myself and the assistant county manager have spoken with the event center manager, and she has given us a list of the events that are taking place there. We have a few high school graduations that will be occurring, and James Brunt has agreed to work around those dates. So we don't see any problem with allowing permission at this time.
Move to accept.
Second. It's been moved and properly seconded that we allow James Brunt Community College to utilize the Event Center parking area for CDL driver training purposes from May 20th until July 31st. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
See here, we've got one other issue with the EMS vehicle.
Yes, we do.
Is that all that's left?
But that is all that is left other than the closed session.
Let's do this. We'll go ahead and address Mr. Dowell's item, the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. Go ahead.
Right. The Juvenile Crime Prevention Council is a board that's appointed by the Duplin County Commissioners. I'd like to replace Assistant District Attorney Robert C. Root with Assistant District Attorney Jason McGirt as a representative from the DA's office. And he has accepted the, he does want to accept the position. And the chairman is George Fuchs. So he's familiar with it. So I'll make a motion that we do appoint Jason McGirt to take this place.
Okay. Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we fill the vacant Juvenile Crime Prevention Council seat vacated by Bob Root with Jason McGirt of the DA's office. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to discuss the matter of the purchase of a vehicle for the fire marshal inspector position in the emergency services department. But I believe
Board member may have a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we table that for further discussion.
Second. It's been moved and properly stated that we table this for further discussion. Any discussion? I got why. Why are we tabling this?
Oh, can I have something?
Well, I'm respectfully, let me finish and then I'll let you take the floor. I just want to make sure, are we waiting for more information? Do we just need to discuss this?
We need some more information.
Do we need any input from these gentlemen?
They're here and I'll make them available to answer any questions.
I just don't want to take up their time if they're here. That's the only reason I'm trying to be difficult to deal with. But if they showed up here to address this, then is that right? Is that why you guys are here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's my only hiccup. I don't want people coming here expecting to, taking their time away. And
my question to you guys is, did you shop this out? Did you look at other alternatives?
Just speak into the mic. Introduce yourself for the recording.
I'm Robert House, Emergency Services Director. As in shop out, as in...
Was this the only alternative that you looked at? Was this one particular vehicle?
Yes, sir, it was. It was shopped out locally at Bill Crow, Ford, and Wallace.
My question is, did we look at any other type of vehicle?
As in another style of vehicle? The reason that we went with a pickup style truck was because of the NFPA standard that requires that if a fire investigator has any type of turnout gear that may have been exposed to carcinogens, that it be transported in a separate compartment. Therefore, we need a pickup style vehicle versus an SUV, if that's what you're referring to.
And that was explained to us.
Can you utilize a cheaper vehicle?
There you go.
I don't see why not, no sir. The only thing that I would respectfully ask is that whenever we look at a vehicle is that it makes sure that it meets the size requirements of the things that the fire investigators need to carry to properly execute a fire investigation. That would be my only request. And currently the vehicles that they are in do not substantially hold the equipment that is needed, such as shovels, rakes, shifts, or sieves, evidence cans, things of that nature, if we do go to investigate an arson-type fire or just a regular fire that we need to dig through.
That vehicle that you want, is the bed large enough, or are there other vehicles that the bed is large enough to hold that at a different price?
The bed on that vehicle that we priced out is large enough, and it'll also come with a slide-out tray that'll also assist us in helping hold additional equipment. That is the reasoning behind the size of the bed, is so it'll hold the slide-out tray.
And how many vehicles do you have now that's in use?
In use currently, there's the one that has been given to me to drive by the county, the one for my deputy fire marshal, or my deputy director and fire marshal, and the the fire investigator and fire inspector. That's in the emergency management and fire marshal side, and then on the emergency service, the medical services side, the training officer has a vehicle that's assigned to him, the operations officer has a vehicle that's assigned to him. And then the shift supervisor has a vehicle that's assigned to them.
This vehicle is primarily going to be used by one person?
Yes, sir.
So would there be any reason to why, instead of it being a crew cab, it could be a regular cab to save that money?
The only reason of looking at a crew cab versus a single cab is in the event that when we go to a meeting, we can all get in one vehicle and go, so that therefore we're not driving three different vehicles. Case in point, we can go to the Area 4 meetings, and usually they're held throughout the eastern part of the state, and therefore we can all three get together and ride in one vehicle.
And that happens how often?
The Area 3 meetings are at least once a quarter, and then... yes, sir, once a quarter.
What have you been doing? I mean, all this time, you had a vehicle that was being utilized What have you been doing? You turned out gear and different things like that.
It's been in the back of that vehicle that is currently being used by myself and Mr. Ballard, and then the all of them had camper shells, therefore we're able to put them in those camper shells.
And I ask you again, can you do it with a cheaper truck? Or have you checked into it?
We have not checked into it, but if that would be a pleasure of the board, I would be more than happy to. Yes, sir.
I want to express my concern about it is, you know, we're right in the middle of budget right now, and I'm going to be frank with you about it. We get a long list of vehicles that are being asked for at budget time. Out of everything we got, most of the requests were reasonable. And the numbers for, in our budget, it was requested for two vehicles.
Yes, sir.
Let's make that clear. That these numbers were quite a bit more substantial than any other department. I mean, we're looking at the animal services, the sheriff's department, all the way around. And these two numbers jumped out like a red flag. So that is the concern. Did we look at anything alternative?
Was that the base price that jumped out at you, or the finished product price with the
finished product price?
But just so you'll know, the range basically runs from $23,000 to your $47,500.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, that's a world of difference. Now, you got to have different requirements, but I don't know how much money that is for your package. I don't know if it's $7,000,
$13,500 for the upfit package that includes the lighting package, the camper shell, the slide-out trays, inverters to charge the portable lights that we use, the also that provides power for the laptops, printers, towed up to it from towing package, therefore we can tow the Camet trailer. And I think also in that 13.5 is also a brush guard to hopefully deter any damage from a deer that decides to walk out in the road. As we all know, it happens routinely in the county.
So if you take the one that was requested for $23,577 and add your 13.5 to it, that's $37.77. So that's still $10,000 less than yours.
Just out of curiosity, what style vehicle was that?
It was a request by the inspection department.
That was a Colorado, right?
F-150.
No. F-150.
Four-wheel drive.
Short bed.
Two-door.
From Corolla?
I think that's where it's quite funny, sir.
The quote we got that includes the upfit of $47,500 did come from Bill Corona. That was a truck that's on the ground right now, not being built.
We can all go out and buy a new vehicle today, tomorrow, next week. We can buy an LS, an LT, a Denali. There's different versions. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm asking is that you come back with something a little bit more reasonable.
That is the work truck model of that vehicle that we're looking at, yes, sir.
I'm asking you to come back with something a little bit more reasonable.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think that Mr. Grady's motion that was seconded was to table this, and that motion is still on the floor. I just asked why. I think we accomplished what was set out here is to ask a little bit more questions. I didn't want to waste this gentleman's time, by coming back again if we were not ready to decide on this or not. So with that being said, does anyone else have any questions for any of these gentlemen here with EMS or fire? Okay. So moving along, you want to table this to the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Move proper segment that we table this issue for the next meeting. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And as a practical matter, obviously they're welcome to come back. Do we need them back
have more questions. Okay. That's all we have on the open matters, correct, Mr. Princeton? I think we're ready to go into closed session.
Yes, I do have two announcements I want to bring to the board's attention and the public. The polls for the calls of Dukeman will be held at the Event Center on May the 18th. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $25 and the proceeds will go to the construction of a new Dukeman County animal shelter. Also, the Dukeman County Services for the Aged will have a senior fun day. You're all invited. It will be held at the Event Center on May the 22nd from 11 to 2. That's all I have except for the closed session, Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me, Mr. Dave, what was the date for a call?
May 18th.
May 18th. Fred, doors open at 5:30.
There's going to be an ad run to Dukeman Times this week, and one of the dogs is my dog. It's in the picture. Have you seen it, Trevor?
Not yet, but I'll take a look at it tomorrow.
Right before I walked up here, it was in my basket. Someone dropped it off.
We plan to do some more hype work for that, too, so free to use
it. Okay, great. Her name's Gertie.
Have you run for election again?
All right. I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
It's been moved and prompted. Second that we go into closed session. All in favor say aye.
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 Is there anyone out there?
No.
Okay. We're now back on in open session, public session. Does anyone want to be heard? Does anyone want to make a motion to authorize our county manager, David Christensen, to sign an agreement with...
Yeah. I make the motion authorize the county manager to sign an agreement to let the three producers complete the work with the soil water conservation.
Second.
For the spring clean.
And that motion includes the change order.
Right, and the change order of $65,000 with authorization for the...
And the second includes that.
Right. Authorize the county manager and chairman to sign.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Any other business for public session? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to go back into closed session for personnel.
So moved.
Second. Move the proper section. We do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We don't anticipate any